This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.
Don't talk back.
Welcome to Yak Radio, the radio show that's about, well, who knows? It's a different topic every week, but Yak Radio is always full of information to help you and your family get through life. Now here's your Yak Radio host, Dave Stahl.
Don't talk back.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome back. You are listening to Yak Radio with Dave Stahl on FM 96.1, AM 1170, The Answer. This segment is brought to you by San Diego Propane. Do you have to use propane? Well, let me tell you what I do. The only downside to this great company is the fact that they only use East County. How crazy is that? But that's okay for me because I love them. So it's San Diego Propane. Go to sdpropane.com. Give Dave a call, 619-460-1705, 619-460-1705. He'll come out. Saved me a ton of money. He's proactive. He's not reactive. When the temperature starts to come up and they know they're going to start shutting powers, he calls me up. He goes, hey, let's go out there. Or propane prices are going to go up. He comes out and hooks me up before they do. Great, great company. And if you need good automotive repair, West Escondido Auto and Trans, 4 locations all over the county. ASC certified, Napa Auto Care, Master Techs at every location, and they are Napa Auto Care. So your warranty is good clear across the United States. So go to westautomotivegroup.com, westautomotivegroup.com. All right, my favorite hour. I look forward to this every single month, waiting for these kids to come in and tell us about what's going on in the wonderful world of the off-road world, and that would be Audrey Mason and Ed Stoven. How are you two kids doing?
Excellent, thank you.
Doing great.
Yeah, I know.
Thanks for having us on. I really appreciate it.
You know, I'm happy to do it. I think you guys truly work so hard for no money, but the cause, I mean, you guys are going to go down as a couple of leaders when it comes to keeping the deserts, the ocean, and all of the above open. Because Ed can tell us, along with Audrey, it's not an easy job.
No, it's not an easy job, but it's fun. It's rewarding when you gain a victory.
Yeah, when you can gain a victory. So quit bringing negative stuff to the show. Jeez Louise.
You're getting as preventing bad, the negatives.
You're as bad as just the gun preventing. Show at four o'clock. I mean, I go.
We try not to be.
I go. Can't you guys win a
those
win a
guys
court
have
case?
As much trouble as we do. Oh, the gun guys.
Those girls last week were pretty amazing.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty awesome. So what's kicking, kids?
Okay, let me talk about this. We talked about Oceano Dunes for the last few months. Was it last month we had Stacy Kay come on? She ran against Adam Hill in the county supervisor race up there. Yeah. And she lost by fewer than 600 votes.
This time?
The last election, not too many months ago.
Don't scare me.
So we brought her on. Right. I was hoping she would throw some dirt at this guy.
Yeah.
Kick some dirt on him. And she took the high road and she didn't really
throw any dirt.
She was very civil and it was a little bit of a disappointment.
This guy again?
Adam Hill is
the guy who's the county supervisor.
Right.
He doesn't like off-roading there. It looks like some people could say it looks like he's on the take.
Right.
Right. So he's the guy whose office was raided by the FBI.
Mm-hmm.
They took his computer and other stuff. Later that day, he tried to commit suicide. He was unsuccessful.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? 2 weeks ago, he was successful.
Really?
Adam Hill committed suicide.
Wow.
He is gone.
Holy mackerel.
I'm personally hurt by this because I don't think we'll ever get to the bottom of it. Like, do they keep investigating a guy if he's not there anymore?
Well, it's pretty hard to cross-examine him.
I was imagining that, like, let's say that Shea Homes, the people who are trying to build homes near Oceano Dunes, and they're paying off people trying to get things to smooth out. Well, if they were paying him and they caught him, they would get him to roll over and rat out Shea Holmes.
So his
suicide—that's what I was hoping.
So his suicide was a bullet in the back of the head.
That's what,
you know.
I go back and
people
forth.
People do funny things when they're upset.
Yeah, and you know you don't want to mess up your face. You don't want to do it.
Oh yeah, your beautiful face for the.
Oh my God. So for the mugshot.
So now what's going to happen? Like, how do you get a new county supervisor? Do you have to wait till the next election? Well, it turns out that in California, the governor can appoint a county supervisor.
So you're bringing more bad news.
So it's a challenge because Newsom is very liberal, and Stacey Kay is a little bit conservative.
Right. So you know he doesn't want her in there.
But when he looks at the place and he sees, well, this woman only lost by a few hundred votes, is it really in the public's best interest to bring somebody else in?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. So, you know, SDRC has a lobbyist, Kathy Lynch, and we have a lobby group. There's two other organizations that work with SDRC. So our lobby group has given a letter to the governor recommending Stacey Kay. Because, I mean, it's a big state, and how do you know everything? So hopefully this will give them a nudge, and maybe we'll get her. And it's just a small step towards our bigger goals.
When do you think you'll find out?
The way he moves, who knows? Wow. Honestly, there's no way to know. If we'll know in a week or a month or a year.
Unbelievable.
There's no way to know.
That's.
So there's other stuff going on in Oceano Dunes. Audrey, what happened with Friends of Oceano Dunes?
Friends of Oceano Dunes just got a big win. They had one of their lawsuits, or multiple lawsuits.
How many lawsuits?
And there's, I believe, five current running
five,
lawsuits
and
a couple of mitigations.
This one
was a sixth, and they just won this back in February. But they just got to announce it this last month, a couple weeks ago. And they won against the California Coastal Commission. So this was a 2017. Basically, California Coastal Commission gave state parks authority to do anything and everything that they wanted to for Oceano Dunes, basically to run and operate it. So if the
they're really mad at the dust mitigation measures of closing areas and putting
fences
to reduce
up
the dust.
And
that's what Friends of Oceano Dunes was mad at.
Mm-hmm.
And what the Coastal Commission did wrong is they didn't go through an environmental review.
Yeah,
it's
they didn't follow CEQA.
CEQA.
Mm-hmm.
What'd they do? They just said,
go ahead and do it.
Do whatever you want to do.
And you don't need to take the steps and take the comments. And it's a kind of a complicated, expensive process.
Basically
CEQA stands for California Environmental Quality Act. And it has a number of steps. And it takes time and it takes money. And they just circumvented that.
Yep.
And
basically the
they
same
got
thing
their
that they
hand
did last
slapped.
Year, too.
They got their hand slapped to how much, Audrey? Can we say
it
that?
It came out to they basically have to pay the back court fees and attorney fees. And so it came out to $250,000. It's a little over a quarter of a million, $252,000.
But the Coastal Commission has
altogether.
To pay that.
They have to pay it, yes. They,
and where do they get that money?
Well, that's part of an issue. That's
question.
So, yeah.
Isn't that
and Friends
my
of Oceano Dunes needs that
my money.
Not
yeah.
only is that your money, that's our
well,
money, too, because
it's
that
OHV
might be coming
trust
out of
fund.
The
yeah,
off-road
that will be
vehicle
paying
money.
For it.
Sure.
So it could be. Which
I don't understand how they have their hand in that and, that box of
right.
money.
Right. And how. Mm-hmm.
So, and they're reluctant to pay. Like they have 10 lawyers to Oceano Dunes, one lawyer. And literally, there's 10 guys sitting there, and their Oceano Dunes, one guy is sitting there.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And they're in court, and the one guy wins. So it's a great thing. Okay, now you have to collect. Well, winning is easy compared to collecting sometimes
sure.
with the legal yeah. system.
Aren't they going to appeal it?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Of course, they're going to drag their feet as long and hard mm-hmm. as they can.
Well, and plus, too, they don't want to really have anybody open up any little Pandora boxes to see what's going on.
Yeah, well, this was huge for us. This court, having these court documents readily available, having the actual terminology and the verbiage that was written in from the judge on behalf of and for the recreation for Oceano Dunes is just, I can't even tell you that to me, that was the win for us. You know, we might not get that $250,000 from the California Coastal Commission, but having those court documents and having those records on file in court, that's a huge win for Oceana, because then we can turn around and use that in additional lawsuits.
So you chipped, you put a chip in the wall.
Yeah, exactly. For those of you that don't know, Oceana Dunes is still completely closed. There's absolutely no access. You can't walk on it, hike on it. Right. There's no camping on it. There's
that's
no...
Crazy.
Yeah, so vehicle recreation obviously is still closed.
And all the winds are gone and all the sand has stopped blowing and there's no more.
How did you know?
No more complaining about dust. No more complaining. They're having parties at the, you know, in the cul-de-sac. All right, let's take a quick break before I shoot somebody. This is FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back. You're listening to Yak Radio on FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment is brought to you by Bumper Dock Santee, 8711 Magnolia Street. Scratches, dings, dents, headlight, foggy headlights, they do it all, and they do it at a decent price that you'll be happy with. Also, San Diego Gear and Axle, anything under the chassis can be done at San Diego Gear and Axle. Go to sdgearaxle.com, sdgearaxle.com. All right, so some of you folks may have just tuned in, haven't heard this show before. So let's kind of explain just in a real quick synopsis, what is Oceana Dunes? Because these two guys are so passionate about it, and so am I, that we have a tendency to just talk about it like you haven't left your radio and you've been listening to us for months.
Yeah.
Audrey,
so
tell us a little bit about Oceana Dunes. What is it?
It's a state vehicular recreational area. So basically, it's a park that it is legal for you to go and drive on the beach. It's the only place like that in the state of California that you can actually legally drive on the beach. It's a public beach. Mm-hmm. It is economically friendly towards low-income families because it's the only place in the state of California that you can go and camp on the beach, and it's $10 a night to camp on the beach.
That's
so
amazing.
Yeah, and nowhere else can you go and actually throw a sleeping bag down on the actual beach and camp. It's 100% illegal.
Yeah, you do it here in San Diego, you are going to jail.
Mm-hmm. It's known as
Lifeguard
Pismo Beach.
Yeah,
Oceana Dunes, Pismo Beach. It's been around for 100 years, I believe. It was given and handed over to us from the California state legislation. And it is currently, unfortunately, closed down, completely closed down to all access right now.
Is it because of COVID or is it because of the legal ramifications with the exotic homes at the other end?
It's gone back and forth. I want to say COVID may have started it, and it was potentially closed down to vehicles. Because of that, it still was open to hiking and camping on the beach, but you had to walked your tent in basically, and you could and spend the day there.
You couldn't drive your vehicle because your tires have COVID.
Yeah, but they recent closure is a complete closure and shut down out there. They got a cease and desist order a few weeks back because there's been no activity because since March with the COVID and the closures and the shutdown because of COVID, the snowy plover, which is one of the endangered birds that nests out there and is known for that particular area, they set up fencing areas for it. But because there's been no recreation and no off-roading, it's moved outside of its areas. And state parks rangers had a process that they did where they were walking out, they were actually helping us and they were trying to deter the bird. So as the bird was starting out then and creating its nest, they did this process that they called a snuff out process, where they would go and they'd basically kick the dirt and make the bird move on and move it, try to get it back into its actual enclosed area that they've created to protect the bird. And the California Coastal Commission gave them a cease and desist order to stop that. So right now there's a whole nother level of what's going on with.
How do you handcuff a bird and put it in the back of a police car and take it to jail? I mean, I guess that's what they're trying to do. That'd be really hard because I don't think it's a really big bird, is it?
No, they're tiny little birds.
So that's good. Wow, I don't even think they have handcuffs big enough for those little guys.
Little zip ties.
Little zippy ties. So that's Oceania Dunes. But yeah. The biggest thing is a big developer came in, put up some multi-million dollar homes. The resident says, hey, this wind is driving me crazy. You know, yes. The sand's blowing in.
Yeah.
But the realtor was nice enough to tear down all these eucalyptus trees that were put in there for a specific reason. But mm-hmm. the folks wanted to be able to see the beach, see the ocean, tear the trees down. Now guess what? You got sand in your face.
Yep. The beach has been there for over 100 years. It's naturally formed from the wind blowing through that area and creating those dunes. Years ago, there was a eucalyptus put in over 600 acres of eucalyptus trees that was put in. To help reduce and block the wind through there. And then years after that, this developer came in. You got some nice multi-million dollar homes for the ocean view right there. Sure. And for the ocean view, they ripped out all the eucalyptus trees. When they did that, that took out the natural barrier that was basically put in there.
Now they got sand in their face.
Yes. And that's a huge... that's one of the mitigations in the lawsuits right now that Friends of Oceania Dunes is in. Friends of Oceania Dunes is a nonprofit, and they are in definite need of our help right now with the complete closure and what's going on. They are potentially filing another lawsuit to get it open because of the complete closure right now. We don't have access to it yet. Our funds, our OHV funds, are still paying for the complete operation of everything that they're doing out there. So for state parks employees, all the
birds and the frogs.
Everything.
Well, see, then that money, in my mind, that money should go to the small businesses that were supported by Oceania Dunes that are now defunct. You know, the grocery stores, the restaurants, the tackle room. I mean, all of the supporting businesses, and I know there's more than three.
Yeah, it brings in millions of dollars to the San Luis Obispo County and the surrounding area.
I'm surprised San Luis Obispo is not raising all kinds of, you know what.
Unfortunately, they are more of a Democratic and with what's going on with the homes and the development out there.
Oh, I see. So they would rather favor the rich versus the constituents that.
Yes.
The working people. Yeah, the working
people. Yeah, unfortunately.
Which they say they're for the working man and woman, but not in this particular case.
Okay. Yeah.
They don't contribute to the election fund.
So this makes for a good segue. You're having kind of an open house thing over at Lindo Lake on Tuesday at 6:30.
It is our general membership meeting on Tuesday at 6:30 at Lindo Lake. We'll be having our general meeting. We'll be practicing social distancing, masks and all. You're welcome to come and join us. We'll be next to the VFW hall.
Right.
Right there at Lindo Lake and Lakeside. And basically filling you in on anything and everything. So if you miss, you know, we go into more depth and more detail than we do here on the radio show.
And you do more than just Pismo Beach. I mean, you guys are involved in
the legislation that we're going to be talking about next.
Is endless.
Yeah, there's some new personnel in state parks we want to discuss.
Is that good?
Yeah.
We think so. And, you know, you'll see how
happens.
Yeah. But one of them, we're pretty happy with the selection, and the other remains to be seen. We're optimistic.
Mm-hmm. You ought to invite him on the show. You know, let them get him on air and let them tell us what they want. I got no problem with that.
That's a great idea. So who we're talking about is, so there's the Department of Parks and Recreation. It's a big department. There's thousands of employees.
Sure.
There's 280 parks. And then inside that, there's the division of off-road vehicles, and they have 9 parks. So the off-road division has not had a leader in about a year.
Really?
And that's part of the problem at Oceania Dunes. We don't have a real champion in the right position.
Mm.
So the governor recently made an appointment, and that's an appointed position.
Gotcha.
They have other staff positions that are different, but this is an appointed position. And the appointment was recently given to Sarah Miggins. Now, Sarah has been on the OHV commission for several years, and for the last year, she was the chair of the commission. And she's pretty liberal. She spent some time running some environmental organizations.
Mm-hmm.
So the good side is she knows how to run an organization. The bad side is that it's environmental.
Right.
But since her time on the commission, she has not had it out for OHV. And there have been other commissioners that have had it out for us, but she's been pretty good.
All you're looking for is a fair deal, right?
She owns a Jeep. She goes off-roading, and she believes in well-managed off-roading.
Ah, that's a positive.
So that's a good thing. So
yeah, that's happy, a huge thing.
So we're happy that she's in there. And I already tried to get an interview with her last week for my column in S&S Off-Road Magazine.
Yeah.
And she said, or her person said, she doesn't start till the 1st of September. So call back after that.
Oh, so they don't want...
So she hasn't even...
All right. Well, while you're calling her to for your S&S magazine, also call her to do and if she says, "Oh, well, you know, I can't call in on Sunday," say, "Not a problem. We'll give you a number that you can call during the week, and then all of us will call into that same number, and we'll interview her midweek."
Interview. Yeah, that would be fantastic.
Oh no, I've got an answer for everything. You know, I got an answer for everything, and no one ever could turn me down because I go, "Well, wait a minute. I mean, you can't do it during the show, and you can't do it during the week, and your point of being here is
right." Yeah. How do you handle your position?
Thank you.
Yeah.
So put that on your notes that when you're talking to her,
okay,
that's set her up for the next month's interview, and we can do that interview with her anytime you want to do it. Yeah, anytime you want to do it.
And we might want to give her a little bit of time.
Sure,
in the job,
at least
so
a day.
She can understand, you know, what she's up against. Get to
at least a day. We don't want to give her too much. She's already
been in that
organization.
She's been a commissioner, which is different than being in the office.
Yeah.
Right, because she lives in L.A., so she has to move to Sacramento to take this job.
Oh, right? I got it.
So the commission, they meet like 4 times a year. They maybe have a few phone calls, and they have some emails, as opposed to working full-time at the place. So we have to let her get
her feet on the ground.
Get her feet going, yeah. She'll hit the ground running,
the
no
last
doubt.
Weekend of the month, that's almost 30 days she'd be in office.
You might be able
to. I'm not as nice as you.
I'll bring it up.
Yeah.
Okay,
I'm on
so,
your level.
So, I know you. Yeah.
So Sarah was appointed, and so we're happy about that. Now, the whole state parks person, the director of state parks, has been, what's her name? Totally escaping me.
Lisa Maggot?
Yeah, Lisa Maggot. She got appointed about 3 or 4 years ago. And she's been, well, I won't say she was appointed. She's been sort of a temporary person in the job. Mm-hmm. She hasn't been officially.
Doesn't have business cards.
No, excuse me. She was officially appointed by Governor Brown, but Governor Newsom hasn't renewed her appointment.
Gotcha.
That's how it works. So the new governor gets to reappoint people. So he, and she's been pretty good. Not everybody loves her, but people aren't throwing rocks at her either. She's been pretty good, pretty fair.
She had a difficult position because she didn't get renewed by Governor Newsom, though.
How long has it been? Like almost a year?
Yeah. Like she basically couldn't do her job because she didn't have the authority.
So
she didn't have the authority to do her job. So nobody would allow, she couldn't do her job. Nobody, you know, when you're not, you don't hold that title.
Yeah. You don't have a new business card.
They don't respect you. They don't, have the authority to make the decision and have it be final and have it move forward. And so having the actual person appointed to this position that actually has the title, has the authority moving forward, we might be actually able to make some leeway and actually make things happen.
All right. Can you believe it's now we got to take another break? This is FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back. You are listening to San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio. We've got Amber. We've got Audrey Mason and Ed Stoven, and this is FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
And this segment is brought to you by 3D Products. If you're into keeping your car in tip-top shape, then you need to know about 3D Products. Two locations, one in Escondido, one in Chula Vista. They even have detail classes. You need to teach your kid how to wax and detail your car so you don't have to do it. And they know how to make an investment in their own car. 3D Products. Go to smartcarcareproducts.com or Instagram, Facebook at 3D San Diego. All right, we've been talking about the latest and greatest, what's going on here in the state of California, the desert, when it comes to our lands and
public use public. Of those
yes,
lands.
Yes, thank you very much. And there is a get-together next Tuesday at 6:30.
Yep.
Lindo Lake, right next to the VFW. Just listen for the loudest voice. That'll be Audrey, and you'll know exactly where to go. You can bring your own. You can bring your own food, you know, because we're not supplying food. But if you want to, you know, do a little picnic out there, you're more than welcome. We're going to do the 6-foot distancing. You got to wear a mask while you're eating, but drinking's perfectly okay. Just get a straw.
Got all right. In there.
So what else we got going on for the legal side of this?
So we are currently talking the governor's appointments for our wonderful state parks and
so
our OHV
commission.
Why do we
even care about governor appointments and state parks? Well, state parks, the OHV division manages the 9 state parks in California that are off-road parks, like Ocotillo Wells, the one we care about. They also manage grants. And that's important. There's, I don't know, $25+ million a year goes out to different agencies and nonprofits that manage off-road land and county sheriffs also. So a lot of money goes out through that division, and that's important to us.
And you want the right person divvying out that money.
Exactly. We want that money to be properly managed.
Yeah.
And that's it's the wrong time of year. I look at those grants and comment on them. But that's more in March. So the head of state parks, Lisa Mangett, who's been in there for about 3 or 4 years, she did not get reappointed. But she got appointed to be the head of the Office of Emergency Services. So you might even say that this could be a promotion, not a demotion.
Yeah, I would definitely think
because now
think
she'll
that's
be reporting to the governor as opposed to a governor appointee.
Gotcha. Yep.
It pays a lot of money. She has a huge budget. So she'll be doing okay. So the person who took over that job is Armando Quintero. He's 64 from San Rafael. And I looked at his bio. He has been in national parks. He started as a park ranger and moved up.
Well, that's good. At least he knows the system.
So some of the people are optimistic that he knows what it's like on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
He's also had some time in some environmental organizations. So that made me a little nervous, but I think he's going to be okay, but it remains to be seen. But fortunately, we have Sarah in between him and us to help us. That's Sarah Miggins, the OHV division appointee.
Right.
She'd be the deputy director.
She's the deputy director. Thank you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're going to try to get her on the show in an interview.
Sure.
I'm going to be trying to interview her for my magazine column, SNS Off-Roader.
Right.
So that'll be fun. Can we talk about legislation?
Sure. Go right ahead.
Yeah. Because SDRC employs a state lobbyist, and we follow state legislation pretty carefully. At the beginning of the year, we searched through all the bills that are introduced for bills that can affect us. And we found a few that affect us, and there's two that we're really working on. And because of the COVID problem, a bunch of bills got set aside till next year. They just don't have enough time to work on them. So one of them, AB 3030, says that it will protect 30% of the state's land and water. And when that first came out, well, they didn't define protect, and it made us really nervous. If you
protect
look at
could mean close down.
Yeah.
Well, of course. And you know, There was a large, when we started looking into this bill, a large coalition of organizations were against it. Most of them were fishermen and some hunters. They didn't like what was coming. So the bill got amended. As you guys in the audience know, that bills, they get introduced and then they get changes made to them.
Sure.
And some of the changes are good, some are bad.
And that isn't that due to public input?
It's due to a variety of sources.
Yeah,
for
but
sure,
I say public input because, folks, you have a say in this.
So,
don't just let these bills go through and do damage. If you're not comfortable with it, now, Ed works his you-know-what off because I know these things aren't mailed to you. Attention, Ed Stoven, for your approval to read and understand, right?
Oh, we got to dig, and I got to read, and yeah, put on my glasses because the print is fine.
So this is why I'm saying, folks, so I just wanted to jump in with that. Your voice is extremely important when you reach out to these, and we're giving you names of people that you can get their emails just by going to the websites.
Sure. Brian Mansheim, the county, or I'm sorry, the state assemblyman.
Right.
And your state representatives are the people that can help amend these bills. So here's a sentence that was part of an amendment that was added to AB 3030. It says, if activities are compatible with the protected area's objectives, then they are permitted within the terms governing the protected area. The activities may be allowed. Okay, that sounds like, oh, good. They're the protected area, the activities may be allowed. So if it was allowed before, it may be allowed after.
But there's the word may.
Thank you very much. You're very astute.
I hate that word.
Because the word may is the problem and the reason why our group didn't decide to start and to back this bill, to support the bill. So what we would have liked that word to have been replaced with is the word shall.
Yes.
Right? If they would have removed the word may and added the word shall, then the protected area, the activities shall be allowed.
And are these not written? Each word is put in there for a specific reason.
There's smart people who are working on these, and they know exactly what they're doing.
They know exactly. So if
the word may really has no teeth to
this
amendment.
It's open for so much interpretation. Sure. It's not even funny.
So we couldn't support the bill the way it was written. And so these bills, they go to committees, right? So it's been to a number of committees. And last week it went to a committee called the Senate Appropriations.
Right.
So what it did, it starts in the assembly and it goes through the assembly committees. It goes to the Appropriations Committee. It passed the Senate or the assembly vote. So now it goes to the Senate and it does the same thing. So the last committee it goes through is Appropriations.
And May is still in there.
May got added during its time at the Senate.
So
what happened, Senate Appropriations, they did what they call held the bill. The bill was held, which means it didn't even go for a vote. It just died in the committee. So we won.
Wow.
The reason why it died in committee.
Why did it die?
Because it had costs associated with it.
Not
the word may. No, because it has costs. Now, 6 months ago, Governor Newsom was wondering what he was going to do with the big surplus that the state had. Well, that surplus is long gone.
Oh, yeah.
And the state is in financial problem.
Totally.
Trouble. It has. So any bills that have costs
out.
They're going to die on the vine. They're not going to make it. So this bill is dead. It will very likely come back next year.
I was going to say, they can resurrect it.
And it's going to be another fight next year. So we're going to be watching it. We'll team up with the same groups that we've teamed up this year. There's, like I said, some fishing groups and some hunting groups. So we'll work together next year. But for now, we can breathe a sigh of relief.
Right.
There's another bill we've been watching, SB 1024 by Brian Jones. That's to allow the racing motorcycles and ATVs to continue to be used on public land after the Air Resources Board ends the red sticker program. And the red sticker program is like the green sticker, but it gives racing vehicles a license so they can go out on public land.
Right.
Well, that's going to end in 2021, the end of 2021. And so this bill will allow those vehicles to continue. So this bill has been staying alive, partly because the author, Brian Jones, is well-liked, even though he's a conservative Republican. He's well liked in the legislature, and people will work with him.
Yeah, and we can get him as an interview because I know him very well.
Oh, by the way, did you know he tested positive for COVID?
Did he really?
Yeah, like
he
two
did.
Ago.
A couple days ago.
Yeah, he's all right. He'll be fine.
Yeah, he's a young guy.
He's still working on our behalf.
Of course.
So this bill has been amended. Also, we really liked it before, and now
not so much.
We don't like it as much. So the cost of your registration. It more than doubled to $126.
A year.
I think it's 2 years. It doesn't even say in there. I think it's for 2 years, like the green sticker. This program has now been added a sunset, a five-year sunset. So it will go and then it would stop and have to be renewed. And that frequently happens when...
I don't have a problem with raising the rate. I don't even have a problem with the sunset as long as it doesn't go away. You know, just like right. car registration.
Well, we'll have to find
it again. Well, that's what the sunset is the program ends and a new program begins.
Right.
So this, so the current red sticker program's been in effect for, what, 20 years, right? I want to say, possibly.
It started in 98. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So it's reaching its sunset.
Sure.
And so this is the new program that's right. coming in place to replace it. So they have to review and look at what our objectives for 2020 right. are, or and what they're going to be for the next 10 years, and align it in and make sure that it's all addressed in the program.
Right.
So.
Okay. Cool. All right.
So this bill also, it says that the riding season will be determined by the Department of Parks and Recreation and the California Air Resources Board. So the red sticker vehicles, they can't just go whenever and wherever they want. They have seasons in different areas that's supposed to correlate to how much air pollution is in the area at the time. So when the area has clean air, which is typically in the wintertime, they're allowed to operate. And you know, in the summertime, there's a lot of smog, and in the winter, there's not.
It's 105 degrees out there. Who wants to ride a motorcycle in that kind of weather?
Some people are nuts. But you know that that's not vehicles' problems. It's not caused by vehicles. Like the summer smog, like in the San Bernardino and all that, that comes from two main sources. That comes from roads and roofs there's tar.
And it comes from the L.A. port. Because you go look at an overview map of the Los Angeles port for all that.
From all the ships.
Yeah, because there's a big horseshoe.
Yep.
And that is all.
Isn't that all year round?
Yes.
The ships are coming?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
But so the smog is worse in the winter,
right.
in the summer than the winter.
Right.
So that's a consistent source of smog.
Right. And
you know something I heard? I read that the seven dirtiest ships on the ocean cause more pollution than all the cars in the United States.
Without a shadow of a doubt. Without a shadow. And I will say.
And those ships and hundreds more like them are sailing all the time.
Oh,
burning the filthiest fuel.
Oh, I know. Mm-hmm. Without a shadow of a doubt. And not only that, they dump all their trash into the, I mean, let's not even get started on that. That's why I will not go out into that toilet, because it has never been flushed. And it's called the ocean.
You won't go surfing.
No.
I remember years ago, a guy said, "I'll never go out there." I go, "Why not? Whales pee out there."
Well, not only that, would you dip your head in the toilet? No, to wash your hair in case you're.
I'm okay. How many times I've been surfing thousands of times in San Diego?
It just gives me the chilly willies. Anyway, let's take a quick break.
All the natural
you are
filters.
Listening to San Diego Off Road Coalition. This is FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back. You're listening to San Diego Off-Road Radio with Audrey Mason and Ed Stobin on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment is brought to you by John's Automotive Import Repair, 7447 University Avenue in La Mesa. John's got a couple of shops, AAA approved, ASC certified, master tech at each one. Go to John's with an S, johnsandiegoautorepair.com. Any work he does is guaranteed clear across the United States. All right, we've been chatting for about 45 minutes about what's the latest and greatest in our lovely Sacramento, with all the folks up there that are battling back and forth to try to keep us away from the land that was given to us free of charge. There is a get-together next Tuesday at Lindo Lake. Just Google Lindo Lake if you've never been there. It's over by the VFW.
In Lakeside, California.
Lovely Lakeside, I might add. Come on out.
Nice park.
Yeah, you can join
ORC
for as little as $10.
$25.
$25 for a year.
Yep.
And you could be, you know, part of the solution. We need all the help we can get. So come on out. Anyway, so what's your last segment? What are you going to chat about?
Well, we were touching base over, we just did government appointees last segment and legislation. Mm-hmm. We were touching base on that, wrapped up Next, I think we're going to hit some events that we've got coming up. We're doing a cleanup next month, trail maintenance for October 10th, Saturday, October 10th. We're teaming up with Tierra del Sol 4x4 Club, TDS 4x4 Club, and the San Diego Four Wheelers. I think San Diego Jeep Club's going to be out there, too. It's our trail maintenance trash cleanup days, so bring your loppers, bring your, you know, brush trimmers, chainsaws, and we basically trim back and open up some trails out there. We're invited the San Diego Mountain Bike Association and a couple others because they get out on some single track trail. We did get a lot of rain this last winter, more than normal, so we do have a lot of overgrowth this year. You know, we went out and did Corral Canyon. I did Broncos Peak not too long ago. We did Gunslinger not too long ago, a couple of shoot-offs off of Gunslinger. And I definitely got some new wisps on my Jeep because the manzanita is just seriously overgrown out there.
Nasty.
And it's gnarly. So
mountain pinstripes up there.
Yeah, yeah. So we're going to go up there. We Saturday, October 10th, we've got trail maintenance days going on. We did our highway cleanup. We are getting new signs for we sponsor 3 miles of highway on each side of Highway 8 at Buckman Springs, which is the exit to go to Corral Canyon, OHV, in Cleveland National Forest. It's where the rest stop area is there. We've been doing and maintaining the trash in that area for, we figured out 18 years we have
had
that.
What's the cost to sponsor a section of road?
It's free. You sign up. You volunteer your time. You don't pay for it. You volunteer your time and
really?
You go pick up trash and clean up the freeway so San Diego is beautiful. Yeah, so I renewed our permit. It's a 6-year permit and brought them aware that, you know, we've had our signs out there for 18 years and they're kind of faded and you can't really see them. So we're getting new signs. I'm really excited about that.
You have to pay for those?
Nope, we don't have to. It's a part of our Adopt a Highway program.
I'm going to get Gun Owners Radio. We're gonna sponsor free.
Yeah, we do highway cleanups, a minimum of 3. We try to do 4 times a year. So we went in March of this year. We just did one last month in July. We picked up 37 bags of trash off of So it was absolutely amazing. A lot of people don't realize what we have because we have the stretch right before the border checkpoint. So it makes it a little bit fun to go out there because you never know what you're going to find.
Okay, maybe not neat.
Not neat.
It's not neat.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Stuff I wouldn't have anything to do with, but, you know, there it is.
There it is. Well, because they're getting ready to go through the border crossing.
Like, oh, my God. We can't carry this through the border crossing.
So they throw it out on the road.
So the westbound lane is where the fun is.
Yeah.
I was on the other side this time.
Yeah. Let's see what else. We are going to be hosting we got somewhat of approval to move forward with our Lost Lizard Off-Road Fun Run. That's our annual fundraiser. I kind of got to get focused in regards to what I'm doing in that aspect. We are going to try and do Saturday, November 7th. We are out at Superstition. It's going to be totally different because we can't actually host an event. I can't have a base camp. I can't do a raffle. I can't do anything that I would normally do. The only thing that I can do is everybody stays in their vehicle. You go single family camping out by yourself, and then we'll just meet up at a certain time and do a follow the leader style run.
November 7th?
November 7th.
Oh, so we'll all be over by then.
Hopefully, fingers crossed.
Because this thing's shutting down November 4th.
I know. It's the weekend after election, so we'll see.
So we ought to be fine.
How the election plays out and if it reopens up. But
we'll be down by the end of Wheeler Road.
Uh-huh.
When Wheeler Road turns at the end, right, we'll be at the corner there.
Yeah. Gotcha. So we'll set up a little thing and have that going. We are also...
So there'll be small group runs out in the desert. Like, I'll probably take some motorcycles.
Yeah, we'll have different skill levels go out.
Jeeps.
Probably the gnarlier Jeeps, because you guys, I don't know if you've ever seen Audrey drive, but she can put it down.
I can imagine.
There's no slowing her down. And
anybody
who
plays with sharks and lobsters probably can hammer a Jeep.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that, guys. We are going to see about asking a couple of different clubs as well, have different clubs sponsor different runs, so you have different skill level and abilities. So you can have a green run, you can have a red run, you know, basically triple diamond, where they're going to go out and do you know, some extreme. And then we'll do some basic where we can take the kids and the family out through the mud hills, and it'll be total green run and everything.
And that's all that's part of San Diego Off-Road Coalition. And folks, you need to be part of it. If you love our country, our back countries, you need to be part of this organization.
We're a membership organization. You can join SDORC. You can go run on our website and take care of it all through SDORC.org.
Or come out to Lindo Lake this coming Tuesday at 6:30. Meet the radio stars. They'll be there. And you'll be able to talk to them up close and personal, get all the information you need. And if you have a business or anything at all that you think would help these folks, you know, they have other jobs. This is all volunteer for them. They do this for the love of the country.
Dave's a member.
I'm a member, absolutely. I mean, and like I said, and I don't get out anywhere near as much as I want to, but, you know, that doesn't make any difference as long as there's people that are willing to do it.
You want it to be out there. So when you're ready to go, their desert's open and ready for you.
Exactly. The last thing
and,
you want
and
to do
And we don't
is have
just
nothing.
Do deserts either. We do forests, Cleveland National Forest, San Bernardino National Forest. We heard about an issue up at B Canyon with the trash going on up there. So we are looking at contacting the San Bernardino.
I spoke to a lady in the forest the other day.
Yeah.
We may be having a cleanup in Bee Canyon on November 1st. We've sort of temporarily, like, maybe agreed on that date. And by the way, Bee Canyon, it goes from Hemet up into Idlewild.
San Jacinto,
And people are allowed to shoot along there. And you know what trigger trash is?
Oh, yeah.
It's bad.
It's terrible. They'll take televisions and computers and refrigerators, shoot them up, but they don't take them back out. They just leave them there.
Oh, they got too many holes in them.
Yeah.
Well, it should be easy to pick up.
Before we finish, I believe, Ed, I don't know if you guys are aware, our wonderful Ed Stoven here has been got appointed to the DAC, the Desert Advisory Council. He's been on the DAC for a couple of years now. That's our Southern California one. He works with the BLM for it.
Wow.
And so he does a lot behind the scenes working with the BLM for that. I want to give a shout out to Jeff Blewett, Cal4Wheel. He just got appointed up to Northern California and their BLM, but theirs is, it's called the Recreation Advisory Council, the RAC. So down here we have the DAC, the Desert Advisory Council. Up there they've got the RAC, the Recreation Advisory Council. Jeff Blewett has been with Cal4Wheel for I don't know, almost 20 years, I believe. He's been on their board for a long time. So I just want to give a big shout out.
Awesome. That's I read that too.
Yeah.
That's so good. That's and you a get huge paid all that money to do that too.
Well, you know, Jeff works for Cal4Wheel.
Volunteer. Jeff is actually an employee for Cal4Wheel. He does get paid for that position.
You can double my pay every year and I'll
It's still zero.
Yeah, it's still zero. Yeah, we volunteer our time.
You can triple it. It's okay. Yeah. I understand.
Yeah, and
so
that
Jeff
is a volunteer
does what
position.
Audrey and I do, but as a full-time job. And he does it through California Association of Four-Wheel Drive Clubs. So if you join a Jeep club, a lot of the Jeep clubs will join Cal4Wheel.
Right.
And then they pull some money in and they pay some people to work on issues.
Sure.
So Jeff is one of those.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And congratulations on your position, like as if you didn't have something, anything else to do, right?
Yeah.
But that's okay. You love this stuff.
I do. I like it. I love it.
You got really cool glasses so you can read that little teeny small print.
The really thick, big one.
Yeah, the real thick one to keep these people in Sacramento straight and narrow.
Look what they're trying to do here.
Yeah, right. Oh, no.
We need to unamend this amendment.
He probably does that in a quiet room.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, this Saturday, Lindo Lake, be there or be square.
Tuesday at 6:30.
What did I say? Wednesday?
Saturday. This
Tuesday
at 6:30.
Lindo Lake, be there or be square. All right. We're going to hit the dusty trail. This is FM 96.1. AM 1170.
The Answer.
This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.